One of my favorite parts about church community is the abundance of hugs.
Amen.
Thank you. Did you all notice that there was another shooting today close by here in this community? Right down Sedonia. At Sedonia and Radicky. Two police officers shot. The shooter killed. Sometimes we just need a hug. Now, believe me, I know that not everyone is a hugger. I tend to learn pretty quickly who is more of a handshaker or just a, hey, how you doing kind of person. But for many people, sometimes you just need a hug or a hand to hold, human contact, good touch, as they call it. Especially while we hear so much about bad touch and violence. But good touch, that can get you through a tough day. I have held depression in my arms. I have held guilt. I have held a debilitating sense of loss. I have held helplessness in the face of uncertainty. And joyously, I've had more than my share of dancing hugs, celebrating engagements, pregnancies, graduations, and more. At Oak Crest, I'm always impressed by how grateful people are, but I actually think that a fair number of the people who come only come to church because it is literally the only place they receive human contact that isn't medical. Hugs and kisses on foreheads and cheeks. And sometimes a forehead to forehead that says without words, I see you. You are loved. During the Ebola crisis in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, people spoke of the isolation, not just for those people who had the illness, but for everyone in those countries, because they were discouraged from physical contact. The impact on the mental health of millions of people was huge. And here we are again. People forced, for good reason, into isolation. People forced from bad information to wear masks, even though they haven't left this country in years, simply because of where they come from. And then we have the story of Jesus. Now, Jesus is not always the most helpful example, because I don't think many of us aspire to crucifixion. But hear this story tonight. A great crowd is following Jesus, and amidst that crowd comes this man who knows that he is not allowed to be there in this crowd. He is supposed to be out in isolation. He's supposed to be away from the people, and yet he comes to Jesus because he knows that he does not have the power to make himself well. And he clings to a desperate hope that perhaps Jesus does have that power. And so he says, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I do choose, be made clean. And the man was healed. But, you know, Jesus was Jesus. Jesus could do that sort of thing. Jesus has many stories that we read in the Gospels of healing people of blindness and of illness and of bleeding and of leprosy. We hear a whole story where he heals 10 lepers all in one shot. So what's so special about this one? I believe what makes this story beautiful is this person who must not have been touched for years, is touched by Jesus. as we'll sing in just a little bit, will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen? Now, I should tell you, I'm not saying that we should all book flights when we get home tonight to China and physically care for those with the coronavirus. I'm not even saying you should hug everyone. But I am saying that Jesus, in all his divinity, had a beautiful gift for seeing the person. Not just the blindness, or the poverty, or the depression, or the poverty, or the illness, or the hunger, or the sin. But to see the person. And know this. Jesus sees you for all that you are, for all of your complications. Jesus sees you and invites you into community where you may be known, not for the job you do or the money you make, not for the insurance you have or don't have, nor for the color of your skin. But the story behind the busyness and the sadness and the pain. May you be known in this place, in this community, among these people. May you be known, even as you are known by God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.